from the twisted realm of science and the darkest pits of reason comes chilling tales of godlessness. Bear witness to the unfathomable terror that is The Good Atheist.
Welcome, everybody, to the GoodAtheist.net podcast. My name is Jacob.
I'm Ryan Harkness.
Okay.
Are we no longer doing the date thing? For this date.
No, well, we already have that intro that plays, you know, the Good Atheist.
I know, but it doesn't have the date or anything like that, does it? Didn't you say we were doing this by date now? It's like topical. Bam! This is what the hell's going on at the beginning of October.
All right. We're October 10th today.
October 10th! There you go.
Is that how you want me to do it?
Yeah, a little bit.
And, yeah, okay, here's the thing. You guys are probably all curious, because the majority of our listeners, they're probably thinking, are these guys dead? What's happening? A week off, and all of a sudden it's like, no! You know, I'm sure there's people who are certain like, I need you because you're my workout thing. I don't even understand. Like, you listen to people when you work out? That's weird, man. That's weird.
I can understand. Here's the deal. Music doesn't really pass the time all that quick. But if you get into a conversation or you're listening to talk radio, the time just flies. There's a reason truck drivers, they listen to talk radio.
And I actually think that truckers listen to talk radio because they don't actually converse and hang out with anybody. So talk radio is the only way to feel social when you're about to fucking lose your mind.
Yeah, that too. That is also a big part of
it.
But that's mostly it. The other part is it does pass the time quicker, so you don't lose your mind, and it's the same thing at the gym.
I suppose it depends on the topic. I remember there was this one podcast my uncle used to listen to all the time, and I didn't make any bones about it at the time because I didn't really think about it, but it was like this crazy conspiracy radio show where the guy had guests on that said all kinds of things, like they had invented a time machine or whatever, just some really hilarious stuff. It was always great to hear these guys make these crazy claims. Like one guy was like, I made a perpetual motion machine.
Yeah, oh, was it that big company from just recently that said that they had done it?
No. This was I'm talking about when I was like 12 or 10. Oh, okay. I just remember sort of like on the trip back from Montreal to Sherbrooke, because sometimes he'd give us a ride.
He would put that on.
He would put that on, you know? And some depending on where we traveled, because sometimes our family went to Boston because we've got family down there or whatever. So that's pretty far. So you're going to listen to whatever it is that your wacky uncle listens to. And it turns out that he liked to listen to kind of like this weird, really weird show. And in the back, you know, sort of like me and my sisters were just laughing our asses off, you know. Mm. I don't think he liked that. But, you know, we couldn't help but laugh.
Yeah, I got to imagine there must be a bunch of kids down in the States whose parents listen to those god-awful AM religious radio stations. Now, as I said, getting back from Tennessee, which is where I was last week. Nice to be back, everybody. But I was down in Tennessee last week again, and I checked out a bunch of those stations, and not all of them are horrible. A lot of them are quite listenable, and even the Christian pop is
getting better. In Ryan's opinion, it's getting better.
You got to understand where we live up in Quebec. We don't get to listen to normal radio music when we go to the grocery store, which is the only time we're exposed to hideous public pop and crap and anything
like that.
The
stuff that most people listen to, yeah, that we stay away from.
But you go to the grocery store, and it's a French radio station, and it's made in Quebec, and it's what you'd expect from, you know,
It's so Quebecer. There's always like a guy who's just like, hey, my heart is torn! You know, yeah. just awful.
That's really bad music. But the point is, the Christian radio stations, the Christian rock, the Christian pop, it's better than Quebecois music. So I'm like, hey, you beat us. So that's all good. I'll respect that. But there must be some of those parents who drove around with their kids in the car listening to those AM crazy, and God will smite thee with fire.
I fucking bet you right now what's happening is that one of our fans is listening to us on his MP3 while in the car with his conservative parent listening to religious bullshit. And that's what he listens to whenever he goes driving. He's like, I gotta bring TGA with me or I'm gonna fucking go nuts.
You can holler out there, oppressed child. Holla.
Holla out there. Now, speaking about holler, I just want to mention something real quick. This is a project that we're working on for next Christmas, and I'm putting a call out to all of you girls out there who believe that, who think that you are, if you are hot and you want to be one of the months of our calendar that we're building, then you can email me at jacobfortin@gmail.com. We're making a cool atheist, hot atheist calendar and we're going to release it next Christmas. So we're taking our time. We want to find the right people. We want to find the girls who are not just attractive, but who do really fucking cool things. You know, like I want to show that atheist chicks are just so many more levels of awesome. And I don't actually think it's that hard. I already have a few people that I've talked to that have already agreed to it. But, you know, obviously, this is all from my own personal interactions with some of the fans. We don't have yet the community for me to really reach out that quickly. Right now, it's still just the podcast.
So this is an excuse for you guys to reach out and touch your hot atheist friends a little bit and get them involved in all this.
Now, here's the interesting thing. A lot of the tough part about this, and I guess I hadn't thought about it at the beginning, is that obviously there's going to be a bunch of girls who are like, I'd love to, but I'm not really out of the closet. So here's the thing that I want you to think about. If you're a hot atheist girl who also hasn't come out of the closet and who thinks, should I do it? Should I not do it? If there's going to be an opportunity for you to do it, I think it'd be pretty badass to do it like that.
Yeah, what better way to jump out of the closet being like, huzzah!
I'm in a fucking calendar, and I got a nice picture and all this other kind of stuff.
And so, my awesome ideas are on the left, and it's not just like, oh, what is your favorite color?
None of that bullshit. I want to know what makes a person sort of like, what distinguishes you from other people? What makes you an atheist? Why are you an atheist? You know, there definitely should be that question there.
Explain your lack of religiosity.
Yes, and how that influences your life, because that's the other thing too, and I think that's what a lot of religious people don't understand, is that it does influence our lives that we don't believe, and in really awesome ways.
Because trust me, this is the funny thing. It's going to be half hot chicks, professional photos laid out there looking like amazing models. We are not going to skimp. We're not going to have you just send in a fucking 4x6 picture that you took yourself.
This is why we're taking the time necessary to develop this, the TLC that's needed.
But
here,
it's going to be half that, half really nice pictures, and half on the side. It's going to, well, there's also, this is going to be three halves, but half of it's going to be another part of it's going to be all the awesome dates in the calendar, and we're going to get everything an atheist could ever want in their calendar in the date section. And then last but not least, on the side, you're going to have all these sexy quotes from hot atheist chicks like, I don't believe in astrology. It's bullshit. I'm just going to be like, oh
my God.
Yes, that's gonna so go attractive.
You're going to open that thing up and you're just going to have like a whole new spank tank, man, on so many different levels. It's not just about the chick being hot. It's about her mind being hot.
Yep.
And that's why I think it's a good idea. Okay, so that's the shout out there. We're going to be reminding people, you know, not every radio show, but once in a while. I mean, like I said, this is your project, so it takes a while.
And this is actually, this is for next year. We actually have this year's project lined up. We're not going to say anything about it because we want it to be a bit of a surprise, but that's coming out maybe in time for Christmas. I don't know. We'll see.
We will see. I mean, here's the hope. I guess everything depends on how well things progress with lots of the different aspects of our business, because that's the thing too. You know, we are an industry, so it's a little bit tough to kind of manage all that content. But we're going to figure
out.
It's
basically, if we get crushed underneath the lameness of our business crap, then maybe we won't get it done by Christmas. That's the only way it can happen.
Yeah, so that's the limitation. Okay, this is actually what makes me want to segment into talking about Ray Comfort, because the whole thing, the project we're working on, is in response to Ray Comfort. Now, for those few of you that have no idea who Ray Comfort is a New Zealand-born evangelical minister who has his own ministry called Living Waters. And this guy, and also you may have heard under the name of Way of the Master, because, you know, he's a busy boy, all right? He's a busy guy. And what Ray Comfort had decided to do is that he's decided to make 170,000 copies of Origins of Species with a 50-page introduction that he wrote, basically saying,
this ain't shit.
This ain't shit. Darwin was a known racist. Ties with Nazism. Just all of the bullshit that creationist retards are fucking always talking about. This is what he wants to put. And he wants to make 170,000 of these pieces of shit and distribute them throughout different campuses and universities. Now, let me tell you something. For me, that is fucking war, okay? That's when a person says, that's it, the gloves are off. You know, you want a fucking Bible with 50 pages that says, this is bullshit? This is the kind of stuff that we should be doing here, because they are taking something that is very important. This is sort of like the foundations of biological science. Origin of Species, the first fucking book you should read. What is evolution? I don't know. Why don't you ask the guy who thought of it? That's the book, and they're putting that garbage right in the front. I mean, it's unbelievable. I feel like I'm... I, what kind of world can this happen in? I mean, on the United States, you're not impressing anybody right now, okay? The height of science, my ass. What happened to you guys?
Well, why can't we blame New Zealand for this? God damn you, Kiwis.
But he makes his living.
Yeah, I know.
Because
he's
in the States. Now, look, check this out. Here's the thing. I wanted to check out more about Ray Comfort. You know, his history, what kind of man he is. It's really interesting to note that Ray Comfort is one of those. I would actually say, here's the thing. He is an evangelizing whiz kid. Because he doesn't have any fucking formal training to be a minister. And yet he started his own ministry out of just the sheer will and sheer force of personality. And
sheer huckstery?
Sheer huckstery. I don't know what it is. But anyways, the way that he makes most of his money, I think, is ingenious. He sells something called tracts, okay? And a tract is basically a religious pamphlet. Okay, but he does it in a way, like, for instance, he actually has, I don't know if you can, I'm going to show this to you. He has these things called money tracks, where he takes celebrities, okay, and he puts them on these fake dollar bills that are for $1 million. And in the back, he has all these religious sort of like tracks, so a message right in the back. So for a person, this is their sort of like religious propaganda tool, a slick little cartoon of a celebrity on a dollar, and he sells quite a few of these. And this is—he's one of the people.
They look so cheesy and stupid. It's like
I know they look cheesy and stupid.
The drawing of the celebrity in the thing is like a cartoon. It completely doesn't fit with the rest of the dollar at all, and it's just terrible.
I think it actually is probably purposeful like that because you can't make it look like money.
No,
it has
to quite
clearly not be money.
Yeah. No, I understand that. And I've seen many fake dollar bills that anyway.
That are quite. Anyways, that my point is this. That he's trying to knock it out of the park here. He figures out, well, there's some people who are just going to like it because it's got some celebrity on it. Then, you know, as a runoff thing, they have a little religious part in the back that they can read and evangelize to other people, because that's the way Ray Comfort sees it. He's like, if you are alive and breathing, you should be evangelizing.
So basically, it's like a little tchotchke. It's like...
Exactly. And this is one of the ways that he makes his money. And I think... Like, the thing about Living Waters, if you go to his site right now, the first thing I will say, it is slick, okay? Compared to other ministries, Ray Comfort is fucking slick. Way of the Master has a slick logo, okay?
His webmaster is Evolve Past Dreamweaver. Congratulations.
Yeah, exactly. It's not one of those bullshit WordPress kind of things. This guy's been put some serious work into it, and you know what? He treats it like a business. He's not an idiot.
That's the whole thing. This guy ain't some just random person. He's best buddies with Kirk Cameron, isn't he?
That's right.
That's right.
Well, Kirk Cameron actually, he was converted by Ray Comfort. So.
Whoa, there you go. Ray Comfort is Kirk Cameron's fucking yogi.
He's his
Holy
master.
Shit,
he's his yogi.
That's fucking crazy.
For sure he's his yogi. Like, basically, Kirk Cameron absorbs everything Ray Comfort says and just is sort of like his mouthpiece.
You know, for an enemy to pick, Ray Comfort is a pretty powerful one.
He is a very powerful one. But here's the thing that I think. We make this mistake as atheists and non-believers in general, because we have this general rule, and it's a really good rule for 99% of the time, is don't stoop to their low. You know, be logical, be reasonable. There's no reason to try to do what they're, you know, to be crazy, to be emotional, to be irrational. We can move beyond that most of the time. Okay, now, but here's what I want to say. You cannot have a debate with the likes of Kirk Cameron and Ray Comfort. You can't have a debate. We've tried. We've seen them having debates with people. They're not debates. They're them just saying, there is no fossils. Brr, it's all a lie. Brr. It's like, this is not a debate, okay? This is not... When Kirk Cameron says that there's no crocoduck, therefore there is no evolution, I mean, what the fuck are you talking about, moron? Do you know what you're talking about? No. Sit the fuck down. Shut the fuck up. This is what we should be saying to these people. A simple shut the fuck up, because you do not know what you're talking about. But no, we're acting all polite. Oh, well, you know, we should be debating these guys. This is what I'm done. I'm done debating the likes of Ray Comfort. When you achieve a certain level of just lying out of your fucking mouth of saying, well, I don't have enough faith to be an evolutionist. Well, what is he talking about? What the fuck is this retard talking about? He's not making any sense. He's lying out of his teeth. He believes that there's no faith to be a Christian. and he believes that science is faith. He's got it backwards. You can't have a debate with a guy who's this delusional. Literally, you cannot. Mm. He will not change his mind because as he sees it, Jesus is master and the way. If you turn from him for even a fucking second, you may go to hell, and you got to watch out for that shit. I mean, way of the master and living waters is all about trying to make sure that you don't go to hell. That's his whole fucking thing.
Well, that's nice of him, I suppose.
Well, you know, here's the thing about it. I mean, I'd feel bad to some degree because I actually think Ray Comfort is doing it for the right reasons. But he's doing lots of really terrible things. He just doesn't see it. He does not see the harm that he's causing. It's beyond him. For him, he sees it actually as him doing right. And this is why religion is so terrible. Why it fucking poisons everything. Because it takes a guy like Ray Comfort, and I'm sure in Ray Comfort's head, he's telling himself, I gotta save these people. They're gonna burn in hell. This is terrible. I gotta go save people.
What a waste of time.
It is a real waste of time. Yeah, be like, you know what, Ray? You could be doing other things. Okay, this is ridiculous. I mean, his latest book, You Can Lead an Atheist to Water, but You Can't Make Him Think. It doesn't even make any sense.
What, that's the name of the title?
Yeah.
Of his book?
Yeah.
Sounds pretty good. Are we going
to... Oh, no, You Can Lead an Atheist to Evidence, but You Can't Make Him Think. And it's a horse with near the water. And he's like, you can't make an atheist think. What? What? What did you just say, you fucking dick?
I guess you're just so indignant because he's so very wrong.
He is so wrong. I mean, I can't even tell you how wrong he is. He's just wrongy McWrongerson.
Well, you want to tell the... what's that video? Because my first exposure to Ray Comfort, you sent me a video where he talked about the banana.
Oh, my
being,
God.
Being
well, that's
the
what
ultimate
he's known
proof.
As, the banana man.
Actually, do you want to do it like this? I'll help you out with this. With the
sure.
Editor. But we'll play a clip from his banana thing, or would that get us sued?
No, we could do that.
Okay.
All right, let's go to the clip right now.
Hold this clip. Behold the atheist's nightmare. Now, if you study a well-made banana, you'll find on the far side, there are three ridges. On the close side, two ridges. If you get your hand ready to grip a banana, you'll find on the far side, there are three grooves. On the close side, two grooves. The banana and the hand are perfectly made one for the other. You'll find the maker of the banana, Almighty God, has made it with a non-slip surface. It has outward indicators of inward contents. Green, too early. Yellow, just right. Black, too late. Now, if you go to the top of the banana, you'll find, as with the soda can makers, they placed a tab at the top. So God has placed a tab at the top. When you pull the tab, the contents don't squirt in your face. You'll find the wrapper, which is biodegradable, has perforations. Notice how gracefully it sits over the human hand. Notice it has a point at the top for ease of entry. It's just the right shape for the human mouth. It's chewy, easy to digest, and it's even curved toward the face to make the whole process so much easier. Seriously, Kirk, the whole of creation testifies to the genius of God's creative hand.
Can I just ask this? Is he talking about a banana or a dick? Because honestly, it's perfectly curved for easy entry. I'm like, well, there's a lot of sexual innuendo in that, Ray Comfort. Is there a couple things you're not telling us?
I just don't understand. This must have been something that he did for kids or something.
He basically has this. This is part of his Way of the Master DVDs. This is another way that he makes money. So mm-hmm. he releases those. He puts them on the internet. He's smart in that way. He doesn't make it. He won't go to YouTube and say, "Hey, you put up my video." Of course, he wants his video to be played. Of course, you know, he's slick that way. He's a slick motherfucker. Now, here's the funny thing about the banana thing. That he later kind of rescinded that whole thing because he had to admit that the wild banana looks nothing like the cultivated, artificially selected banana that we eat today.
The evolved banana?
Yeah, exactly. The evolved banana. The ones where the maker, i.e. humans, decide that, yes, we would like to design the banana to fit our particular preferences. And lo and behold, the mighty banana, the atheist nightmare, the product of Darwinian evolution.
Very nice.
I'm just so frightened by this.
Very nice. Now, you were talking about what were these tracks, the Celebrity Millions thing. What's the deal with that? How are you wrapping that up?
Well, the way that I think what we should do as atheists, and this is something I'd like to try myself, is that we should have tracks. Why the fuck are we not having tracks, all right? Tracks are not just for religious people. If you have a point you're trying to make, why not a track? I mean, back when they were trying to remove in the name of, you know, like, in God we trust for the money, it's almost like making a track that way, right? Because you're making a statement. But why can't we make more? I mean, you leave them places. I think sometimes, like the same way the religious people say, well, if I put my pamphlet out there, somebody who's really kind of questioning things can pick that up and get an answer. Why are we not doing this? Okay? We got to do that too.
So we're talking about proselytizing.
I'm talking about some fucking proselytizing. I'm talking about the very thing we're doing right now. Do you think this radio show is not us proselytizing?
Nope.
Hell's fucking yes it is.
No, I mean, no, I don't think. I don't not think.
You don't even know what you're talking about.
I just want to agree with what you're saying, Jacob.
Okay, fine, fine. But we're proselytizing. I think that the tracks could be kind of something that's amusing. Maybe it can make us money. I don't know. Maybe. If we make it funny, I'm like, here's the thing. I'm looking at Ray Comfort's one, and I'm like, I got to make something that's better than his fucking tchotchke stuff.
This is the way I look at it. We get an 8.5 by 11 page. We cut it in half. We turn, that's two booklets per page, black and
no,
white, both sides.
They don't have to be
booklets. And they can be just as insane as the religious ones, except they'll just fucking point it right back at those crazy motherfuckers.
They don't have to be booklets. They can be anything you want. Don't limit yourself. You're thinking too linearly.
I like the idea of a crazy booklet. I'm not saying that we can't go crazier. Anyways, we can develop that at a later time. I agree. Tracks are not a bad
idea.
Well,
I would say we would have like a normal one that people could print. So say like, go to the site, go here, print that shit out, and if you want to print out 100 and just leave in places, go fucking nuts. Go nuts. Why not? Make it simple. Make it so that people can print it. So like, you go out and you print that shit. You know, leave it in somebody's locker.
I like it.
Okay, here's something else I wanted to talk about. This is pretty crazy. If you don't follow the site, I know a lot of people, you know, they like Good Atheist, but they can't even visit the site. They're so busy. It's amazing. Most of our fans are just really fucking busy people. That's the one thing I've learned.
Mm.
Busy, busy, busy. So, okay, we thought, let's include more sections of what we talk about on the site.
The gold.
So let's talk about one particular thing of gold. I did a comic about this, so if you didn't go check it out and you like some of the comics that I've been making, go check it out.
Do you like comics?
Do you like drawings? Here's the crazy thing that's going on. Conservapedia. Now, I don't know if you guys, all of you know what Conservapedia is. It's the Wikipedia for
conservatives.
Religious conservatives.
Acknowledging the fact that there's reality, and then there's the conservative reality.
Yeah, they have their own wiki.
They have their own reality. Yeah, exactly.
So Conservapedia wants to, is starting a project where they're basically trying to make the Bible more in line with their conservative values. So they think the Bible is actually too liberal and too socialist, so they want to edit those parts out. And I think that they also want to use that opportunity. They're like, well, it doesn't use exact... The today's Bible is too stupid, which I think what they mean by that is too accessible. So they want to basically complicate the language a bit. That's one of the things they want to do.
Well, how about this?
You want to read the list?
How about we go through it
point by point?
Because I think it's pretty good. So here we go. This is what they wrote. As of 2009, there is no fully conservative translation of the Bible which satisfies the following 10 guidelines. Number one, framework against liberal bias, providing a strong framework that enables a thought-for-thought translation without corruption by liberal bias. I like that because we can go through a check. List of all of the hilarious liberal bias, that's a buzzword right there.
It's fucking mentioned twice in that fucking sentence. Twice in a sentence.
I'm just wondering, when would the liberals have gotten their hands on the fucking Bible?
There is no liberal Bible.
Like, did King James have liberals in his translation team? Is that what happened?
I don't think so. No. All right, let's move on.
Okay, here's number two. Not emasculated. Avoiding unisex gender-inclusive language. Because gender-inclusive language, fuck that. Fuck that. And other modern emasculation of Christianity.
So what they're saying is that the Bible's not male enough?
Yeah, they're basically saying that we've emasculated Christianity, which means we've taken away the man from, I don't know, like Christomanian. I can't even
There are some people out there that just love being men way too fucking much. You're at an 11. We need you at a fucking 2, Mr. The Bible's too feminist. Oh, really? The Bible is way too unisex for you? Yeah, I always felt that was the problem. There wasn't enough emphasis on men.
And this is the great thing, because you know anybody that would start off Conservapedia is going to be fucking batshit insane, because again, it is its own reality.
It really
and so this whole emasculated thing, again, it's like...
Who knows where they're going to take that shit? Who knows, man?
This is straight from the fucking tinfoil hat division. We feel emasculated.
I mean, I want to
take the emasculation out of the Bible so we could be men again.
Oh, dear God. How scary is that?
Okay, it gets even better. Not dumbed down. Not dumbing down the reading level or diluting the intellectual force and logic of Christianity. The NIV is written only at the 7th grade level. Oh, it's like, I'm just warning you guys, you bring it up any higher than that and you'll be above your abilities.
I actually think it makes sense for them to want to obfuscate purposefully the Bible. Because if you look at the history of, say, the King James Bible, this is what's interesting about the King James Bible, is that it really made the Bible accessible to everybody. Because before, you know, it's written in Latin,
yep,
and nobody fucking knows Latin except for priests. And so there was a certain amount of power that you could command that. You're saying, I have this book. This book has answers. Listen to me.
Well, wasn't it the case? There was the King James Bible, because King James was the one that did it, and he was, like, the only person that was going to pull it off, because everybody else that...
Well, there are many different translations
that
were...
Wasn't unhappy with that whole plan?
Well, listen, you have to understand, there were many different attempts to translate the Bible into English, and they were all met with death, okay? So you had to have sort of like, I don't know...
some pull.
Some pull. Yeah, a king tends to have some pull.
A little bit of pull.
A little bit. All right, let's keep going.
Okay, this here is the nice one, because it kind of follows up on the last one. Utilize powerful conservative terms. Using powerful new conservative terms as they develop, defective translation used the word comrade 3 times. Oh, no, the Bible said comrade. That's
people working together?
That's a Russian word. No.
It's godless is what it is.
As often as volunteer. Similarly, updating words which have a change in meaning, such as word, peace, and miracle. So they think peace...
They think volunteer is a bad word? That's just fucked up.
Well, I think the whole problem is they say, something like that. Whether
they don't like people volunteering. No one should volunteer.
Comrades and volunteering? Jesus was not up for this whole helping out thing.
No. He believed that the rich will inherit the earth.
And this next one is just weird. I really don't get this one. This is... I've lost count, but this is the next one. Combat harmful addiction. And this is how they plan on achieving that. They're combating addiction by using modern terms for it, such as gamble rather than cast lots.
Well, that's just because the Bible uses those kinds of terms. So when it says that gambling is bad, it's just, you don't know it's gambling. So that actually makes sense. Uh-huh. That part I could understand. I'm like, yeah. Some of the old language, you're like, what the fuck is this? So you could ignore it.
It gets better. Using modern political terms such as register rather than enroll for the census. So basically all of the different words that are in the Bible that they can cram the updated version of the word in there and make it just seem really fucking weird.
I think if you made it modern... with modern words, you'd read the thing and you're like, this is ridiculous. This is fucking... Did a bald guy really make God send bears to kill children because they made fun of his head? Did they really do that? Yeah, I guess they did.
Yeah, I'm going to enjoy that.
Ridiculous.
Okay, next one. Accept the logic of hell. Applying logic with its full force and effect.
Oh, full force, yeah.
As in not denying or downplaying the very real existence of hell or the devil. They are saying that the devil is fucking real. Like, this is what I'm interested in knowing. Like,
did you not see that painting? Okay, remember that crazy painting where Jesus is holding the fucking Constitution?
And you got all the good people on the left and all the evil people
on the
right.
Well, yeah. There was Satan on the right. Did you see him? He was like just cloaked right there. He was right beside the university professor.
Yep, that was holding his clutching, his copy of Origin of Species.
Yeah. Yep. So, you know, here's the thing. I believe it's basically a very, very... Like, they're going back to formula when it comes to Christianity. They're like, well, one of the big, huge things, the appeal was hell. We can use the threat of hellfire to scare the shit out of anybody. Let's make the Bible harder to read, or at least more intellectualizing, so that it'll dissuade stupid people from thinking they can interpret it. And let's use modern words to make it seem like it actually has any kind of modern application. Because when shit's old, you're like, oh, well, that's how they lived 2,000 years ago. I shouldn't live my life that way. Of course you shouldn't. So their plan, let's change the fucking...
Let's modernize it. Okay.
Scary.
Next one?
Yeah.
Okay. Express free market parables. I enjoy this.
Oh, my God.
Explaining the numerous economic parables with their full free market meaning.
Here's the thing. Oh, you know, we have a few we have a few fans out there that are conservatives and that are atheists at the same time. I gotta make a suggestion to you guys, because you gotta, if you really want to save your free market ideas, okay, you need to take it away from these people, because they are latching onto it hardcore. And if you're right that free market principles are important, then you don't want it to be associated with Christianity. Trust me. Well, now, with that said, I think it makes perfect sense for all of these American conservatives, because the American conservative movement is a fuck everybody else. There's only me and Jesus. Fuck you.
Yeah. Now, it's very unfortunate that the Republican Party is being dragged down, because this is the party of fiscal responsibility and of fucking limiting government and all of these other things.
I actually think that's generally a misconception.
Well, actually,
that
the
whole
idea that
Republicans are somehow more fiscally responsible.
I'm not saying that they are anything like this anymore. I'm saying that when the party was founded, the ideals that it stands for, and this is the funny thing, when people talk about, oh, I'm a libertarian and I believe in liberty, let me tell you what, how libertarianism would play out would not be anything like libertarianism, the idea that you enjoy so much.
That's kind of like communism. Lots of people like that idea. It didn't work out. It was a disaster. Communism is a disaster. Planned economies don't work. I'll be the first to admit that. I've never even suggested the fact that we're just some kind of like, that we believe in planned economies or something ridiculous. We're socialist only so far as we believe that certain services should be nationalized.
We're having a completely different discussion, buddy. I'm saying that the labels that people use to assign to different people and parties no longer even mean what they say they mean. So I'm saying you could be a fucking Republican atheist, but the current Republican Party is not your fucking party, buddy. It is a bunch of whack jobs and idiots, and their
it's been taken over by the religion.
And their idea of what free market means is fucking corporations line up at the trough and take everything and fuck everybody. That's what free market means to these people.
Think about the idea too that they're removing elements in the Bible that would sort of like,
For them, any liberal bias, help the poor.
Oh, no, that fucking shit is going to be gone, son. Do you think they're going to keep that whole it's harder for a rich man to enter heaven than for a camel to go through the eye of a needle? Do you think they're going to keep that? Fucking $10 says they do not keep that section.
Well, I got $10 saying they might modify it. I don't think they'll take it out, but I'm sure they'll change the words a little bit to something where, like, that instead of it being rich, it'll be some kind of corruption or something like that. We'll see, though. We'll get the...
that's a good one. I think that's probably more likely.
Okay, let's roll on. We got two more.
Two more. Jesus.
Okay. Credit open-mindedness of the disciples. This is where they say they're going to be crediting open-mindedness often found in youngsters like the eyewitnesses Mark and John, the authors of the two Gospels. So I don't know. I guess it's like they're going to create a cult of personality around. I don't actually know what that
angle is, so I can't discuss it. I don't know. I mean, there's probably something we don't know. Maybe they felt like maybe what they feel is that perhaps there's certain aspects of Matthew's version that they can, you know, sort of downplay or whatever. I don't know if Mark or John are necessarily the most conservative ones of them. I assume so, but I don't know, so I can't comment.
Yeah, it'd be interesting to note, though. This is what I'm interested in knowing. Are they just retranslating this and changing words, or are they just fucking rewriting this motherfucker?
I don't know, actually.
It'll be really interesting to see. Okay, last one. They are going to prefer conciseness over liberal wordiness.
Oh, my goodness.
Now, let me explain this. Preferring conciseness to the liberal style of high word-to-substance ratio, avoid compound negatives and unnecessary ambiguities. Thus, a project has begun amongst members of Conservapedia to translate the Bible in accordance with these principles. The translated Bible will be able to be seen here. And they're going to be putting it, I don't know, somewhere.
So. Here's the thing. I look forward to reading this conservative Bible, because it's going to be insane. It's going to be literally insane. Yeah. I thought the Bible already was crazy. Somebody's taking the liberal elements out of it. So, wow. That's kind of like saying, well, I'm going to take Terminator 2 and I'm going to get rid of all the nice scenes, you know? It's just going to be pure fucking meanness.
Now, because we did advertise that terrible Bible translation project, I just wanted to quickly mention before we wrap up the show, another Bible translation project known as the LOLCAT Bible translation. Now, if you aren't in on the internet and the memes and you don't know what LOLCAT is, then don't worry about it. It's not worth your time. But I did want to read a passage from a translation. A quick little bit, you know,
okay.
See what people think. Here we go. This is the translation of a verse, Hebrews 13:15-16, however you read that. Okay, then, kitties, you keep praising the ceiling cat and tell other kitties you friends with him. Don't forget, you gotta do nice things for other kitties and share your cheeseburgers and stuffs with kitties who have none. This makes ceiling cat real happies. You like that? You want one more? John 3:16?
Yeah, please.
So, like, the ceiling cat likes the people lots who says, oh, hi, I gives you me only kitties, and if you believes in him, you won't ever dies no more, okay? You like that?
That one's good. That one's good. Especially with everybody always doing those John 3:16 bullshit things at fucking events of any kind, really. Yeah. They put that up because they're like, Jesus died for your sins so you could live forever. John 3:16, check it out.
Yep.
I'm like, no.
It's like, that's the important bit, bitch.
And LOLCAT's just lullified it for you.
Yep, no, absolutely. So, yeah, you can Google the LOLCAT Bible translation.
That's something that definitely I think everybody should look forward to. The absolutely. LOLCAT Bible. I'm like, I hope they actually have a printable version, because I would buy the LOLCAT Bible.
Oh, absolutely. I'd love to have a pretty copy of that, because here's the thing. I mean, my reading abilities, it doesn't capture the mangling of the English language that LOLCAT's represents, and it's just very enjoyable to read.
Absolutely. I don't get people who think that this kind of stuff has no value. I'm like, we play with language. LOLCAT is a hilarious way that we play with language, and we, in a sense, we humorify its destruction, so that there's simultaneously hilarious shame that comes with speaking like that. You're like, this is retard speak, but it's awesome.
Yeah, we brain dumbed the English language, and we made it very pleasurable to read and enjoy.
I mean, here's the truth. Maybe in 200-300 years from now, we're all going to be talking like LOLCATs, okay? You just got to get used to that idea.
The language never dies.
It'll take on forms of its own. Man.
Except for French, it's on its way out. Sorry, guys.
Yeah, I actually had a lengthy conversation with my dad and his girlfriend, because he's French, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I was just talking about it. My dad agrees. He believes that French is dead, but
it's doomed.
He sees it basically as kind of the problem with French is that French is a language written by committee. So there are people that come together and decide what the new words are going to be. English is a fucking language that evolves on its own. New words come into being all the time. We accept new words when they start getting used. You know, like dough, D'OH. I remember when that was still kind of like a huge deal for people. They're like, this is not a real word. The fuck, it's not a real word. How often has dough been used? A lot.
Any word that gets used is a word.
Yeah,
dumbasses.
That's how it works with English. Any word that gets used is a word. Lol is a word now. Lol is a fucking word, but the French can't deal with that shit. They're like, no. French for t-shirt is a gaminet. Do any French people know what that means? Barely any. They all, even in France, everybody speaks a bastardized version of French. And it's just because English, the living language, is changing the fucking world.
It's assimilating everything.
It. Yeah. So, you know what? Here's the legacy of white people will be our language. When we're all gone, the only thing that will remain is English, some kind of weird version of it. Mm. So that's just kind of how evolutionary changes happen. Things get absorbed and commandeered, and then that's it. And I believe the English language is going to be that language just because of the way that it functions. It's so fucking organic. It's just, it has an infinite advantage over all the other languages that are written by ridiculous committees.
So there you go. There's Jake's pump up of the English language. It's number one. Number one.
No, numero uno. Now, who knows? Maybe there's a Esperanto will take off.
I would have loved it if everybody's second language was Esperanto. I don't understand why we all can't, now that we're in a more logical place in our day, just be like, yes, everybody should learn the same.
But English is that. I mean, that's what Esperanto really is. English is everybody's
second
language.
Do you think it didn't
language.
Work because all the English people were like, no, we don't feel like learning a second
I actually don't
language.
Think it has to do with that. I'll tell you what I believe it has to do. It has to do with a couple things. Number one, it has a lot to do with India. because in basically when the Brits were colonizing India and they were, I guess they were trying to do kind of what they had done in the other colonies, saying like, let's educate people, but let's educate them in English. Let's create the class. Like this, everything that we develop will be in English. Now, here's the thing: Indians adopted that. All right, even when they kicked the fucking Brits out, and they had a chance to kind of like, you know,
fuck the English language.
Yeah, they could have said fuck it, and they were like, no. But what was interesting is that English in India has its own kind of like the accent is their accent. Okay, the Indian accent is just kind of like the way that they talk. It's not because they haven't learned English well. It's like a British accent, you know. It's just, or like an Aussie accent. It's just a type of English dialect that's talked. They have some of their own words. They have kind of like their own phrasing too. Like they have the way that they speak English is a little bit different. Like the way they present ideas and that kind of stuff, or the structure of their sentences and their grammar does differentiate. So they have basically put their own twist. And you'll see this in a lot of other cultures as well. And I think it's because, you know, obviously the benefits of learning the language at first was just for administrative purposes. But then it just turns out that since everything is designed essentially with that language in mind, I mean, look at your fucking keyboard, okay? You see Chinese characters on it? Do you see weird little lines? No, you see an English keyboard. And it's just because the way that we've laid out a lot of stuff is basically along the kind of like the types of language that, you know, that we have. The majority of the internet is English. Let's deal with that fact. Like 80% of it is English. That's not a trend that's going to stop anytime soon. I can guarantee you that. It's just because people understand. Sort of like, if I start a website in German or fucking Dutch, I'm not going to have as many people who are reading it. So there's an advantage in having that second language, being English. But that said, I don't think other languages are going to completely disappear. I think they're all... some languages are better at describing certain things. I mean, look at the Inuit language. Fucking many different ways to describe snow. That's a good idea. We should either adopt those words for new words for snow, or learn how to speak Inuit when dealing with northerly climates.
Yeah, because
climates.
That kind of snow matters, because a different kind of snow will kill you.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. If you got that crunchy snow, you know, the stuff that's really compact, that's like ice. And if you don't know that it's like that outside, you're a fool, man. You could just say, oh, it snowed last night. No, it didn't just snow, man. Fucking shit happened.
It's like, don't try and walk across town, because you won't make it.
You're not going to make it. Okay, with that, I think we should wrap up the show. We'll catch everybody.
Thanks, bye, lol.
We'll catch everybody for the bonus show. We're back to a regular schedule next week anyway, so just this part this week was a little bit...
Ryan went on vacation, fucked everything up.
Ryan's clock was pretty messed up. We weren't able to do everything on time like we normally want to, but we feel pretty nice and rested. An interesting thing I'm doing is this Saturday, if there's any of you guys in, today, I guess, if there's any of you listening here and you're in Montreal, we're going to a pillow fight league, and I'm going to go be a judge. So that's going to be fun. Lots of fucking hot chicks hitting each other with pillows.
And they're all alt, so we're going to try and find some more atheists, too.
Yeah, I definitely... Well, you know what I thought? I thought if there was a girl there that was an atheist and a pillow fighter, I'm like, bam, that's a picture. Pillow fight and atheist. Awesome. Who's a hot chick, though? I'm hoping to meet one, at least.
I dig it.
That's my plan. That's my little plan. Okay, with that, my name is Jacob Forte.
I'm Ryan Harkness.
Have a good Atheist Day, everybody.